Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Joe Burrow was talking a few days ago about, you know, Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl last year. They are hoping they're in the playoffs this year, at least. And, you know, do you have to take advantage of these time opportunities? Because you never know when that window might close. And here's what he said.
Windows my whole career and everybody that we have in that locker room, all the coaches we have, you know, things are going to change year to year, but our window's always open.
Hello. Is this on? Joe Burrow, I love you to death. I love you to death. But I think you're being a little, you think you're isolated and you're the only one playing football or the only one that wants to win or everything's going to go your way or there won't be major injuries. Hello. You became the first quarterback since who? Dan Marino, who went to the Super Bowl, Chris's second year. Remember that?
Yep.
Joe Burrow, I got something for you. They had Don Shula as the coach, one of the greatest coaches who ever coached in the National Football League.
It's Shula, I believe, has the most wins of any coach ever.
Yes.
Regular season wins. That Chris, Belichick's chasing him, but
Don Shula, a legend, was the coach.
Right.
With a legendary quarterback. They never got back. There have been a ton of great quarterbacks, and that doesn't mean that he can't aspire to it, Chris.
Right.
I'm not knocking him. The goal is to get to the Super Bowl. But I think it's a little naive to think because you made it there, you might not make it this year. You don't even know what happens. And pick up the phone and call Aaron Rodgers, who have all the records, great quarterback, all the other stuff. He went one, MVP, all that. Never went back. We could go to other quarterbacks around. If it wasn't for Peyton Manning joining the Denver Broncos and their defense, Chris, he would have gone one time. I mean, I could go on and on. Tom Brady.
Well, he had been to a few more, but not one.
But yeah. One, what I'm saying, like winning. And Joe Burrow, of course, hadn't won. And then you could take a look at Tom Brady at one point in his career. Same thing. I'm talking about winning. Like it's hard to win, hard to get to, hard to win. And I think he's a fantastic quarterback, but that team, Chris, there's going to come a time. They just got a practice facility. They are the ultimate mom and pop store ownership for the NFL. At some point, guess what? He's going to have to pay all those players, Chris, and all of them aren't going to be able to stick around.
They're young.
They're young. Yep. They haven't been paid yet. That's all I'm saying. I'm not mad at him for wanting to win a Super Bowl and get back to the Super Bowl and thinking it's going to happen every year. I just think it's way more difficult than people think.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think a lot of that is well said, and this might be semantics or us just looking at it differently, but I do think his window is essentially his whole career. I mean, when he gets older, maybe, you know, like Rodgers has reached that age where it might, the window might be closed. But, and I get what you're saying, Rob, about Marino and Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and all these guys. And they only won, you know, for a long time, Manning only had one. Marino never got back. Rodgers has not gotten back to the Super Bowl. But here's where I disagree with you. Rodgers' window has always been open. It was open all the way up until this season. Wouldn't you agree? Like, every year, they're in the conversation. They're an elite team. Same with Peyton Manning. Marino, for the most part, I mean, they got down toward the end. Drew Brees had some bad years in the middle. But for the most part in New Orleans, the window was always open. I mean, with the great elite quarterbacks, like Patrick Mahomes, Rob, his window is going to be essentially his whole career. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to win it. And like I said, Rodgers never even got back, but his window was open.
Here's
doesn't
the
mean
thing.
You're going to crawl through it, but it's open.
Look at
That's
the
what
young,
I mean.
Look at the young quarterbacks in the AFC along with him. Everybody can't, no, everybody can't win.
That doesn't mean the window's not open.
I'm just going to say, I'll be right here and think Joe Burrow, if they were to get to the Super Bowl again, that would be enormous, your first two of your first 3 years. And what I'm just saying is it is harder. I mean, I'm not knocking him for saying I'm going to go to Super Bowl, have a chance. I'm just saying there are a lot of other variables, Chris, that don't allow you to win. It doesn't mean that the Bengals won't be in a conversation.
I think he's going to win it every year. I think he's saying my whole career, I believe that I can have my team in contention to win it.
And I say I don't think that that's possible.
Aaron Rodgers did it.
I don't think that that's
possible.
Peyton
Manning did it.
Those are two of the – they have, Chris, collectively, they have nine NFL MVPs.
I get it.
I'm just – Joe Burrow doesn't have that yet.
I don't know that he's going to be that guy.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Right now, he's looking like he's going to be that guy. The team may never win it, but he is looking like he's going to be that – he's an elite quarterback.
If we're talking
about
not.
The ultra, right?
So, I didn't say
so
he's not,
Rodgers
but I don't.
And Peyton, now he may never get to where they are historically. Maybe, maybe not. But they were elite quarterbacks during their prime, and during that time, wouldn't you say the window was always open for them?
Yes, but Chris, this is only his third year, second really full year. I'm not there yet. I'm not convinced. I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs this year, and I was impressed.
Right,
they got off to a bad. No. I'm saying that, but I'm not sitting here thinking that with the AFC and these young gun quarterbacks that they have, that it's some sort of clear path or that he's always with the Bengals.
It's not a clear path.
I understand that, but I'm just saying I don't think – this is me, that Joe Burrow and the Bengals are going to be in that conversation every year. I don't believe that. Now, I could be
Why
wrong
not?
This year.
Because they're cheap, the organization.
Because of their organization. Because eventually they're going to have to pay these guys. They're not going to be able to hold on to everybody. And that's when things change for people. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think that's when, if that were to happen, that's when he makes demands. That's when he makes demands. Now, one, he might be that type of guy. You know, he went there, Rob. People were saying, don't go there. They're trash. And he immediately turned them around. So he might just be that good. Patrick Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill. And it didn't matter. They were that. He's that good. And Rodgers was that good. Now, Rodgers is old now, so I'm not even going to hold this against this year necessarily against him for not doing it without Devontae. But I'm just saying, Rob, the ultra elite, and he looks like he'll be there. I know it's only really 2.5 years, right? But if he is indeed for the next decade, if it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, maybe Lamar here or there, maybe Jalen Hurts here or there, but if those three are who they look like right now, the window's always going to be open. Doesn't mean they'll go through it, but they're going to be in contention just like the Packers were always in contention and the Colts under Peyton Manning were always in contention. And that's just how most of the great ones, that's how it is, Rob. Most of them.
I'm just not here to dub him as an all-time great yet. I love what he's done so far. I love last year they were 10-6. This year,
Rodgers just won the Super Bowl at 10-6.
I got it. But they didn't win the Super Bowl last year. That's all I'm saying. And that's his second year. I'm not trying to down him. You know I've been a big-time Joe Burrow guy. I was with you when everybody was saying he shouldn't go to Cincinnati. I love the idea of going there and making your own way. He's an Ohio guy. I love what he did. And I just am not ready to believe with the crop of the quarterbacks in the AFC, with the history of the Cincinnati Bengals and their ownership. I just told you, they just got a indoor practice facility. They've been practicing outside all these years because the owner's cheap, and the Browns, they don't have money. So we'll see. It ain't like a lot of these other organizations, Chris, where they have corporate money and their owner's right. Got billionaire. He's not.
Well, he's one of the old guys. And look, I mean, I don't know if they, you know, if they start getting cheap, he seems like the type of guy that might be like, look, I'm not standing for this. We need to either start spending money or move me. But and who knows if that will happen? But it's going to be interesting, Rob, to see how this pans out. But I do think, if he's indeed elite, then I think that window will be open. I don't know. It might be, like I said, semantics between the difference with us. But I don't think the window being open means you're in the Super Bowl every year or you win it every year. I think it means you're a perennial playoff team and a perennial good playoff team. Like you're not going there as a joke and, you know, like Seattle right now or Tampa Bay, even though they got Brady. You know, you have a legitimate shot when you get in the playoffs essentially every year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest is the co-host of the Adam Jones podcast down in Baltimore, Jerry Coleman. We welcome him to the iCouple. Jerry, how are you?
What's up?
Thanks for having me. Doing well. Hope you're doing well. Happy New Year if it's not too late.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to it. It's looking, I mean, I'm just judging from the reports today, Ian Rappaport, Jim Trotter, some others. It looks like Lamar Jackson is not likely to play in this weekend's playoff game. Is that the vibe you're getting as well down there in Baltimore?
Yeah, once today and the injury report came out, I think it was apparent that, you know, it's been 16 straight practices now. It's been over a month. It's not trending in the right direction, and it would be a complete miracle. I mean, he would have 2 days of practice, really 1.5 days. I have a practice tomorrow and a walkthrough Friday, and a little small walkthrough on Saturday before the game Sunday night for a guy who hasn't taken a live snap in over a month. He went down December 4th. So either this is a very, very serious injury and one of the longest of his career, or maybe he's gotten healthier and that there's conjecture in Baltimore that he's healthy enough to play but has decided to make a business decision based on his contract and not play. So if that's the case, that will certainly upset the fan base. And, you know, there is that out there amongst the airwaves, that speculation that he is being, you know, just very cautious at this point at a very critical time for the Ravens season.
Well, the issue, Chris and I thought that he should have set out to start the season. I know people are speculating and feel like this is him making a stance. I don't see how this gets you a contract. Because if I'm Baltimore, you didn't play, you were hurt at the end of last year, I would just franchise tag you and not have to commit to any law. I still got you under my power and control, right? So how do you work yourself into a deal? How do you make, by doing this, make Baltimore come to the table? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and that's a problem. You know, and Roquan Smith just got this $100 million deal without an agent, I might add, just like Lamar. But Lamar's in a different boat because he wants quarterback money compared to linebacker money. I just think it's two different situations. I don't know if Roquan has gone his entire career without an agent, but Lamar has, and I think that has hurt him in this situation, especially if you're the quarterback. It's very tough to negotiate at the same time, and he cut that off in training camp. And I had said, I'm on record in saying, The Ravens' intentions, in my opinion, have always been to let this contract run out, franchise him, and let him play and run him into the ground, frankly, and not have to pay him the big money. And the
Bingo.
Money that was given, the money that was given to Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray certainly did not help Lamar Jackson. Those that think that helped his bargaining power, maybe it did elsewhere with other teams, but not in Baltimore, where they just don't overpay guys. You know, they don't have a tendency to do that, especially a quarterback. And you go back to the owners' meetings and the comments.
They paid Joe Flacco.
They did, and Steve Bisciotti realized he made that mistake after winning a Super Bowl. But again, they paid him after winning the Super Bowl.
I get it, but this is the nature of the business. And you know, Steve Bisciotti, he can do whatever he wants. It's his team. The Dallas Cowboys paid Dak Prescott.
After franchising.
After the franchise, you saw what Denver just gave a ridiculous contract, right, to Russell Wilson that they have to deal with. Like, this is the part of doing business, and the longer, if you're going to keep him or you're serious about signing him, the longer you wait, the more it costs you. So it's really about, do they want him or not? Because if you don't want him, then it doesn't make sense to push to keep kicking the can down the road, and then you're going to have to wind up paying him eventually. So you're saying there's no way he gets a deal with the Ravens. Is that what you think?
Correct, and I don't disagree with what you guys are saying, but I see two scenarios. One is they continue to franchise him, and he's disgruntled. And if he were to sit out, think about it. This was the most money he made in his entire career this past season. I think it was plus $30 million. So it wasn't like, you know, he was getting paid
pennies.
Right,
he's only had 1 year of big money, relatively speaking, right? Yeah.
So that would have been foolish to sit out, just like it would be foolish to sit out next year, because he's not going to get that type of money anywhere else. So he's under contract, and the Ravens know that. He's putting himself in that situation. He has turned down a significant amount of money, reportedly, in the offseason. The Ravens made an offer, but one of two things I think will happen. Either he does get franchised the next couple of years, or they find a way to trade him for, they find a sucker team out there that's going to give him some high draft picks and maybe a number one, you know, plus in terms of draft picks, and they can find a replacement quarterback that way. That's the only scenario I see right now, because things really, you know, I mean, John Harbaugh coming out every day saying, I have nothing new to add. You can tell he's kind of disgruntled about the whole situation. But there's nothing he can do. His hands are tied.
Do you think that the relationship between Lamar and the franchise is, I mean, beyond just the normal strain of a contract negotiation, do you think it's strained to the point where there's now a little bit of animosity maybe on either side?
I think there's that undercurrent for sure, but we don't know, because we haven't heard from Lamar in over a month. We just see him standing on the sidelines, standing in sunglasses. I hope he's not going to wear them on Sunday night, but I wouldn't put it past him. But, you know, right now they're in a desperate situation, because let's not forget, not only is Lamar probably going to miss this game, but their other backup, Tyler Huntley, the second stringer, is not practiced because he has tendonitis in his throwing shoulder.
Yeah, they're getting buried this weekend.
Yeah.
The point spread has changed by 2.5 since the injury report.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you could look at it and think they're going to keep it close. They just, you're down to your third string quarterback in a playoff scenario circumstance. It just looks ugly. But I do think that even though if Baltimore doesn't pay him, you just never know out there with another owner or another situation. I don't think anybody thought Deshaun Watson would have got the deal that he got. In that, but he had some leverage. Because
all it takes is one.
Just right, and that's what I'm saying.
And there's someone out there that will pay Lamar.
Right.
I just don't
Absolutely.
Think it's going to be Steve Bisciotti. He came in a burst of flames. He won the MVP and all that. But since 2019, you look at his numbers, they're just not the same.
So are they – you sound a little pessimistic about Lamar. Is the feeling in the – I mean, a general feeling, your sense among the fans, or at least a lot of them, that they're disappointed with Lamar because of the injuries, because he's not returned yet. And because, as you said, I mean, he still played well, but he hadn't been what he was in that MVP year these last two seasons.
I think there is some sense of disappointment. I mean, everyone was in love with Lamar. I mean, he couldn't have been, you know, bigger than the city of Baltimore, you know, after his MVP season. But since then, you know, and part of the criticism has been to Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator. He's not above criticism at all, and he's probably going to go before Lamar Jackson leads this team, that's for sure. But they also have not surrounded him with the wide receivers.
Well, I was going to say, could you see them trying to get DeAndre Hopkins? Could you see it? Because Hopkins wants out of Arizona. Could you see them trying to get him?
Well, that's the problem, is they continue to get these veteran wide receivers that sometimes, and I don't know if DeAndre has passed his prime, but they've gotten a lot of guys, and Derek Mason and Steve Smith over the years that have been great players, but by the time they got to Baltimore, they weren't in their primes. And they've never drafted a wide receiver. The guy they drafted, they counted on, is now injured in Rashad Bateman. So they have had terrible luck at wide receivers since this franchise began. Despite winning two Super Bowls, that's been one constant, is no wide receiver.
And the other part is, you know, for Lamar, I mean, if you're somebody else looking at him, you say, this guy's won 75% of his games. I looked at another stat that's pretty impressive, that him and Mahomes, when you look at their same amount of games, if you take out the 12 games where Lamar was injured and didn't play in a regular season, the difference in wins regular season is 5, which is shocking. Like, you would never believe that, but that's how many games this guy has won, Lamar, when he's playing.
They haven't cracked 17 points since he's been hurt. They haven't cracked 17. So,
and they don't have a backup that plan. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other part, that whole team revolves around him. So when he's not there, you're at a disadvantage. You have to make a decision on him.
There's no doubt, and the running game suffers as well because of the deception that he provides, where he can run. Tyler Huntley is not the same guy.
No. There is no saying.
And Anthony Brown will not be either.
Right. All right. That's Jerry Coleman, co-host of the Adam Jones podcast.
Tell Adam we said what's up.
Yes.
I will. We'd like to talk to you guys at some point. I'll tell AJ you send your best.
Yeah, tell him. I saw him at the All-Star game in L.A. He was there down on the field, so we chatted. Tell him I said hello, and we'd love to be on your guys' podcast.
Absolutely, guys. Pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Yep.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
we're going to go back to the NFL. We were talking, Rob, just last hour about Lamar Jackson and Tua for the Miami Dolphins. And Jackson, of course, with Baltimore. Both of them, Tua certainly out this weekend against Buffalo. Lamar Jackson all but certainly out in their first game or their wild card weekend, if you want to say they have no chance for a second game against Cincinnati. And Rob, you've got an interesting take on this. Do tell.
It's not, Chris, like we've suffered through as sports fans. And when I say we suffered through, we want to see the best players play. And I'm not saying people aren't going to watch the playoff games or they have no interest in the game. That's not what I'm saying. But when teams are missing their best players, and oftentimes, you know, like when I mean best players, the quarterback is such a big part of a football team. And we're now going to be watching playoff games with third string quarterback. I mean, what can we expect? So I just feel like it's going to dampen the spirits, not for the gamblers and people trying to make money and rent money and all that. They will love this. This will be like the greatest thing, Chris. But I'm talking about for the pure excitement of watching it. These playoff games without their teams, without their top quarterbacks, especially Baltimore and Miami, I give them like no shot. Like these games will be bad games. Games that I might turn off at halftime. I don't know. I'm interested in watching because it's the playoffs and it's a one-and-done scenario, and I'm not saying the ratings are going to tank, but it takes some of the luster and the steam off of the playoffs when the quarterbacks aren't playing. The same way we get bummed out in the NBA. My God, can Kawhi Leonard play in the NBA Western Conference Finals? No, we couldn't see that. Those kind of things add up after a while, and I'm just bummed out that two star quarterbacks probably aren't playing in the playoffs. It just dampens the whole thing for me.
It dampens those games, certainly. I mean, Cincinnati, Baltimore was going to be a good game. Certainly, the Bengals were favored, but it was going to be an interesting game. Anytime you had Lamar Jackson.
Definitely.
You know, things could get exciting. And I also would want to see, you know, he's 1-3. We've said it, 1-3 in the playoffs, 5 interceptions, 3 touchdowns. So can he play a really good game in the playoffs? I mean, I think that's a storyline too that you want to see, particularly with the whole contract situation hanging over his head. Tua, similar, because Rob, it's not just Tua. I mean, with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, I mean, they were exciting. And Mike McDaniel's a good coach, good offensive coach. So I hear you on those games. I mean, they gave Buffalo all it wanted in the snow.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the entire postseason. I'm talking about these games where we're missing quality, you know, quarterbacks. Star quarterbacks. And we're going to third string.
Yeah, I mean, so for those two games, there's no doubt. But the playoffs overall, no. Yeah, I mean, those two teams, even as good as Lamar and the Ravens can be, they weren't expected to get out of the AFC.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they weren't, though. And that's why
they weren't.
Nah, I'm not going to buy that. Like that could have been Lamar's coming out party that he won that game.
Coulda, woulda,
we're not talking about past tense. He's not going to have a chance, so we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're not a top team.
It doesn't matter.
In the AFC.
You don't have to be a top team to win one football game or for
He's
a ball to bounce your way
playoffs.
Or for some bad or some Chris, that doesn't mean that you can't
doesn't
win.
Mean it.
Matthew Stafford never
Nick
won a playoff
won
game.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Okay,
exactly.
I get it. But
so
I'm
my
just
point
saying
is just,
they are not the top teams in the AFC.
It doesn't mean
Cincinnati,
it doesn't matter.
Buffalo and Miami, it does matter.
It doesn't matter. It's that those two games are now don't mean anything.
Is that news? We know. What's that? Lamar Jackson's out. That game is dampened. Right.
If Patrick Mahomes got hurt, that the Kansas City's next game would be two. Josh Allen, I mean, yes. What I'm saying is it doesn't ruin or damper, put a damper to me on the entire playoffs because neither of those teams were favored.
Did you read what we were talking about? Because show me anywhere where I said it ruins the playoffs.
You said it puts a damper on the whole thing. The whole thing. No, what do you mean by the whole thing?
I'm talking about these games that are coming up that we're looking forward to. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't say that it ruined the whole playoffs. I never said that. No, I did not.
You did.
No, I did not.
Get it? If you want to go,
Rob G, when we talked about this earlier, did I say the playoffs were ruined? Because Lamar and them were playing?
Rob?
That's not what I said.
What's the take?
That I'm dampened by this weekend, that I wanted to see good games, and I'm not. So I'm dampened about this weekend.
Los Angeles not going to be a game?
No, I'm talking about these games with Tua. That's what I'm talking about.
You didn't say it before.
That's what we've been talking about. You named two quarterbacks. You didn't name Jacksonville. You didn't name any other teams.
You
said Tua and you said Lamar.
Rob,
that's the conversation.
Why is it a conversation?
Because some people will watch no matter what. They don't give a damn. I give a damn about competition, Chris. That's why it's a take. Some people don't care. It could be dog food, and they'll watch. It could be a train wreck, and they'll watch. Rob Parker wants competition. I want to see the best of the best play in the best situations. What part of that take do you not understand, Chris Broussard?
What I don't understand is how that's unusual. There is not a football fan on earth that isn't that hadn't had their excitement about the Bengals Ravens game dampened because Lamar Jackson's not playing. Or the Bills Dolphins game because Tua's not playing. You're not alone. How dare you get on a pedestal like you're the only person. I see something no one else sees. I've got standards no one else has. And I can't fathom watching this game. It is just beneath me to watch this game because these two quarterbacks are out. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What? Yeah. If Josh Allen gets hurt, that's going to put a damper on the Buffalo game. If Jalen Hurts can't play, that's going to put a damper on the Philadelphia game. So on and so forth.
All year we talked about bad football.
It's obvious.
Tom Brady even brought it up. Bad football. I don't want to watch bad football with a third string quarterback. What part don't you understand?
Now you're
acting like you're. What are you talking about?
You're
acting like a third string quarterback is what I want to watch.
Rob.
And Chris, there are people who will watch no matter what they put on. I'm talking about what I want to watch. Just like that national college football game. They didn't have 10 million viewers or 5,000 viewers. People watched it because they watch college football. I don't want to see a game like that. I might have turned, but that doesn't mean everybody else turned their TV off. That's my point.
Well,
there are some people who don't care.
You keep adding new stuff. And then saying, what
it's
part don't
Chris
you
Broussard
understand?
Cut you no, off and doesn't allow
saying,
you to talk.
I haven't been cutting you off. What I'm saying is you came on and your first rant, you ended it with, it's just put a damper on the whole thing for me. I took the whole
playoff
thing.
Weekend.
Well, let me finish. Who's cutting who off? I took the whole thing to mean the playoffs. I certainly didn't take the whole thing to mean this one game or these two games. If you had said that, then one, I don't think that would have been much of a take. But hey, I would have responded to just that. But now and then you changed it, so okay. But everybody feels that way. Unless you're, I guess, a Bills fan might be happy that Tua's not playing.
Okay, so
or
I got you. So the
Bengals
next time,
fan
the
might
next
be happy
time,
that,
the next
that
time
Lamar's
you say
not
an
playing.
Obvious take, I'll just do the same exact thing. The next time you come up with some obvious take that you claim.
I'll come up with a take.
No. Since this isn't even a take.
This is just this is so about Captain Obvious.
No. You're Captain Obvious because all you ever do,
You know what? You know what? I'm not as excited because Lamar's not playing. Really? Oh my gosh!
No, it's not that it's Lamar. It's a third string quarterback. It ain't just Lamar.
Yeah, you'd be just as excited if Tyler Huntley was playing.
That's what's bad about it.
If Tyler Huntley was playing, you'd be excited? I mean, nobody wants to see the third stringers play. That's what I'm saying. What part about that don't you understand?
There are
You're talking like you got some standards
don't
that
care.
No one else has.
That is my point. I love competition. I don't want it to be lopsided.
Nobody
I'll flip
does.
The channel. People, Chris, everybody's not like me. Some people will watch the entire game
got higher standards
no matter what. That's all. I want to see competition.
You didn't even come on and say that, Rob. You said it after I challenged you later. But you didn't say that.
You challenged me like you
I did challenge you.
Take pusher. You ain't no take pusher. Are you kidding?
Take pusher? Explain.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm calling
actually?
You. Like you're trying to push me.
I don't know what
me.
That is.
You're
what
trying
is
to
that?
Tell me that you push me into a better take or that you trained me that you pushed me into some take. Are you kidding
I
me?
I brought out
Please.
The best. Cause I brought out what you really meant.
You brought out the nonsense. Because
it was too vague.
That's what you're good at.
Well, it was nonsense
that's
from the beginning. The whole thing.
No.
Oh, I mean, I just mean
you're
that
nonsense.
One game. It ain't even a whole weekend. I want to see Brock Purdy in his first ever playoff game. Can he continue to play well like he did in the regular season? Geno Smith. I mean, Pete Carroll's been praising the 49ers to high heaven, trying to use reverse psychology. I want to see that game. Justin Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence, two of the hot young quarterbacks in the league. I want to see that game. Heck, the Giants and the Vikings, they had some good regular season games. I want to see that game. Well, the Vikings, after this great regular season record, will they be nothing in the playoffs?
No, I want to see Lamar Jackson, who was a unanimous MVP.
I want to see that game.
I want to see him play.
Of course we
all
do.
That's who I want to see play.
But you said the whole thing.
I want to see Tua, who won a national championship.
It's four good games this weekend.
I want to see Tua play. That's what I'm talking about.
I know, you're the only one
in
America that wants to see them play.
It's a damper.
It's still four other good games. Of course.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.